Welcome to the Engendered Love Podcast, The Way to Peace, Episode 11, Meditation on Communicating with the Earth. I'm your host, Elizabeth Catherine. I'm a fine artist, a hypnotherapist, and you can find out more about me and my work at elizabethcatherine.com. This meditation experience is meant to be done sitting or laying down, not while operating heavy machinery or driving, and it's best with headphones. So just start to take some nice deep breaths and start to relax. Just letting go of any tension, any stress that you've been building up in your body over the past few days, weeks, hours, months. And just start to let yourself relax. Closing your eyes and starting to feel really comfortable here. And now just imagine that you have roots growing from the base of your spine, reaching deeper and deeper down into the earth. Stretching out, reaching and growing, stretching like fingers into the earth. Feels so good to relax and connect yourself to the earth in this way. And now on your next inhalation, imagine as you inhale, you're breathing energy up through your roots, all the way back up into the energy point at the base of your spine. And just take a couple deep breaths this way, breathing in the energy up from the earth into the energy point at the base of your spine. And as you breathe this energy up into the base of your spine, you can sort of see it expanding and contracting with each breath. And you can see it as a warm, glowing red light. And on your next inhalation, just move the energy up to the point just a few inches below your belly button. And just inhaling and exhaling and imagining that light is growing and expanding. And you can see it here now as an orange light that grows and expands with each inhalation and exhalation. And now moving that energy to your power center between your belly button and your heart. And just letting that energy grow and expand. It's a beautiful, welcoming yellow light. It grows and expands with each inhalation and exhalation. Moving the energy to your heart. And you can see it here as a green light that grows and expands with each inhalation and exhalation. Moving that energy to your throat, where you can see it as a blue light that also grows and expands with each inhalation and exhalation. Moving the energy to the point between your eyebrows, where you can feel it growing and expanding with each inhalation and exhalation. And you can see it here as a blue, violet, or indigo light. Now moving that energy to your crown, where you can see it here as a violet or golden light. And just imagine that that energy now is shooting straight up out into the universe, as far as you can imagine, connecting to everything there ever was, is, or will be. Just enjoying this place where you are right now, completely rooted in the earth and totally connected to the universe. And I'm just going to count from 5 to 1. And with each number, you're going to relax more and more, deeper and deeper down, until we finally reach the number 1, where you'll feel so relaxed, more relaxed than you can ever remember feeling before. 5, relaxing deeper and deeper down. 4, more and more relaxed, just really letting go here. And 3, even deeper and deeper down. 2, just feels really good to let yourself go, to just let yourself relax, just feeling so comfortable and relaxed. And 1, totally relaxed, more relaxed than you can ever remember feeling before. And I just want you to see yourself now walking through a field with tall grass and flowers, and just noticing the temperature of the air. It's just perfect for you, and it's just so comfortable. Feeling the warm sun in your face. Noticing maybe a flock of birds flying around you, in front of you, up in the air, just watching them, doing their thing. Maybe playing in a puddle nearby. Just really enjoying being with the birds. And noticing how the tall grass seems to move in unison with the wind. And how the birds and all the grasses seem to be communicating back and forth, as they seem to be reveling in each other's joy on this perfect day. The sweet smell on the air seems to be rejoicing in the beauty of the earth. And I just want you to notice that you're not alone in this place. And just start to notice that maybe you're here with another being. And imagine laying down in this field, as you're looking around to find where this being is, putting the side of your face down on the earth, just really soaking up the feeling of this earth, as you're going deeper and deeper into this feeling. Just notice, what does it feel like? Is there love there? Or nurturing? And as you're soaking up this feeling from the earth, you're starting to become aware that this feeling you felt, this presence that you felt, is actually the earth itself. Noticing that every other being on this planet has a spirit, a soul, and recognizing that the earth also has a soul. And I just want you to go deeper and deeper down into this feeling. What is this soul like? The Does it feel male or female? Loving and kind or harsh and unloving? Just take a moment to get to know this being. And you can even let it take you deeper into the earth if you'd like. Deeper and deeper down into the earth and in through the bedrock. Journeying down into and with the very soul of the earth. You can move into the molten areas, into the earth without feeling any heat because you're going as spirit. And just really letting the spirit guide you. As you rest here in the center of the earth, you become aware of the pulsing of the earth's energy. It's almost as if you are witnessing the beating of the earth's own heart. Her living and breathing spirit is alive all around you. And we're just going to keep going deeper and deeper down and witnessing this feeling of being with the earth. And just asking the earth, what can we do for her? How can we be more loving towards the earth? Can you see ways that you can improve your own life to be more loving towards the earth and others? Can you ask the earth to show you creative ways you can honor the earth, that you can show your love outwardly, that you can show others that you honor the earth, like creating beautiful spaces or anything like that that you can do? Can you ask the earth to show you what amazing things she can do for you? How you can be together in this life instead of separate. How beautifully you can be if you can work together, enjoying each other's presence in your daily life. And now I just want you to take this feeling with you, this feeling of being with the earth, and bring you back into that field. Can you see the trees and the grasses and the birds more clearly now? And how they all work in unison in this one spirit, as one spirit, like many drops of water in the ocean. Taking this experience with you, I'm just going to count from 1 to 5. And with each number, you're going to become more and more aware until you're brought back into the present moment. 1, feeling a little bit more alert and a little bit more aware. 2, just starting to come back to your present time, keeping this feeling of connection with the earth with you. And three, maybe wiggling your fingers and toes. Four, a little bit more alert, a little more aware. And five, opening your eyes slowly whenever you're ready. And I hope you all enjoyed this experience. If you'd like to, let me know what messages you receive from the earth. Let's work together to create a planet that's bathed in love. You can find links on my website, elizabethcatherine.com, to the Engendered Love Facebook group. And you can also leave comments on the webpage for this comment, or you can email me. I'd love to take notes on the messages you receive and watch for common threads. And I wish you all a good day or a good evening. And I just ask that wherever you are, whatever you do today or tomorrow, you do your best to show someone a little extra love.